You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We want to invite you out Saturday, July 25th. So it's coming soon and very soon at Living Word Church. We are having a backpack giveaway as well as a hygiene pack giveaway and free everything. So we're having three things going on at once in the Living Word Church parking lot beginning at 9 a.m. Our address is 1010 Dixon Boulevard. So the backpacks will be filled with new school supplies, and the hygiene packs will be all brand new items that will be given away to the children as they prepare to start the school year on August 10th. And then the free everything is all kinds of items, clothes, toys, household items, and good working condition. So those are donated items that people are giving away for other people to acquire. So if you have any items that you would like to donate, and the keywords being good working condition, if it needs to go in the trash, just go ahead and put it in the trash. But if it's good working condition, somebody else can benefit from it, and you no longer are utilizing it, please, you may drop off the morning of. We're not going to be able to store anything before or after. But the morning of Saturday, July 25th at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, and we'll be having free everything going on. So what we do is we just set up tables and we load them up with the donated items, and then people from the community come and they're able to take whatever they would like, whatever they see. Sometimes we have people come with a donation bag of stuff that they're donating, and then they walk out with a bag of things they collected. So it's a good time to trade up some stuff. Maybe you have kids that are growing out of a certain size clothes and you don't want them in the house anymore, and go ahead and send the little clothes and leave with some clothes that are the right size for your kids. If you're maybe for work, if you're going into a different job field or you need a different type of attire, you know, come out. A lot of times people are happy with what they find. It's just what they needed those days sometimes. There's even kids that come out to free everything and start getting presents for everybody in their house. So it's a great time to bless the community, and we have a lot of great fellowship around it. So that is Saturday, July 25th. Let people know the backpacks and the hygiene. The children need to be present for pickup, and everything else is unlimited.
Yes, we just want to invite each and every one who have been listening to Make Your Day Count for the past month or years. Mm-hmm. We just want to invite you to Living Word Church, if you do not have a home church, where we can study the Word of God. And here on the radio, we just had 10, 15 minutes of study. But if you visit us at Living Word Church on Sunday, you'll get the whole thing. Mm-hmm. We go into depths of dissecting the Word of God, where you can use it. You can apply to your daily life. So that's an encouraging word to you and an invitation inviting you to 1010 Dixon Boulevard, Living Word Church, where we teach the Word of God. Every Sunday we meet. We explained it as the Spirit give us utterance to explain the Word of God in a profound way in which you can now take it and live it out in your daily life.
Faith that works. So our third point we're going to be in this Friday morning, faith glorifies God through our action.
Yes.
So faith, when we act on our faith, it glorifies God, not with mere words, but with the outcome. Our faith glorifies God through our actions, because God in the end gets the glory when we're all done, right? When it all comes to pass, when the manifestation is there, we give the glory then to God. And then people see, oh, wow, look what God did through them.
Yes.
Maybe what God has put in me, maybe I could bring it to pass. Maybe I should pick it back up again. Maybe I should start working toward the vision that God gave me.
Yes.
That maybe it's more attainable than I think.
Yes. So just look at James chapter 2, 17 through 18. James chapter 2, verse 17 through 18. And we see how faith glorified God through our action.
Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
Yeah.
But someone will say, you have faith and I have works.
Yeah.
Show me your faith without your works.
Yeah.
And I will show you my faith by my
works. I'll show you my faith by what it produced. And Pastor Diana, if you back up where you give the illustration, in the preceding verse where he gives the illustration, if a man comes to you and asks you for something, could you read that part?
If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit?
Yeah.
Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
Yeah.
But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.
So in other words, faith, there are point number three, glorify God through our action. Let's say this illustration that the Bible just gave us. Somebody come to us and is destitute. But that person might be the one that was praying and believing for God to meet his need, right? So here's this guy or this woman. They're praying and asking God to meet their need. So let's see how faith glorifies God. Now, God is going to meet that need through me because I have the resource to have that person. But I don't know that person was praying.
Yeah.
I don't know that person was praying and believing God. So, God lead that person to me now. Okay? What good it is for me to tell him, I'm going to pray for him.
Yeah.
What good it is. It makes, to me, no sense there. But here, he comes to me, he tells me his need, I know his need, I meet his need. Then that man now starts to glorify God. He starts to thank you, God.
Yeah.
God come true for me. Man, I was praying for this, believing for this, and I just receive it. See, the gift, God blesses people through people. That's what I want to say here.
You're hearing the need and you're able to meet the need.
Yes.
Sometimes you'll hear needs and there ain't no way you can meet that need.
Yeah.
it's not for you.
It's not for you.
So in that way, then refer to something or then pray that the person will come in the path so he can meet the need.
Yeah.
But if you can meet the need. Meet the need. Because it's easy for you because you're already gifted in it.
Yeah.
You're already affluent in that area of need. So you can do it. There's things that people come and they'll say to me, and they're having so many obstacles trying to do this, that, and it's right in my line of gifting.
Yeah.
So it'll take me less than 10 minutes to solve the problem that they've been combating for weeks and months and sometimes even years because of their lack of knowledge in that area.
Yeah.
But if you have the knowledge in that area and you're able to quickly and quietly produce the solution, why would we withhold it for one another? Because in the end, it gives glory to God. Even mm-hmm. when you give a dollar to somebody on the side of the street asking for money, what do they say? Oh, God bless you.
Yeah.
God bless you. Yeah. Now they go from the beggar to the blesser, right? They're blessing you. They're just like, oh,
sure.
Please, do you have something? Can you help me? Can you just give me anything? You give them a dollar, and now they're telling you,
God bless you.
God bless you. Because it glorified God.
It glorified God.
Even if you don't say anything to them with God, you don't say anything, you just hand them the dollar, and they're saying, God bless you. So they know what's leading you to give to them.
Yes.
They know that it's God.
That's exactly.
Amen.
And so that's point number three. That your faith in God glorify him. Because it pushes you to do something of value for another person. That person was praying for it and believing for it and believing God. And the answer that comes through you to that person. God used you for the answer. And in that, it glorifies God. So that's why faith produces action. Mm-hmm. So James is saying, if your faith is not producing action, that faith is dead. Mm-hmm. And it does not glorify God. Because anything dead does not glorify God. A dead thing can't glorify God. A dead human being can't glorify God. Because there's no praises. How can you praise God when you're dead? You have to be alive.
Amen.
And active. And in that, you glorify God. In that, you praise God.
I just want to say, Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
Beautiful verse.
So they see your good works and they recognize God's work in you and they glorify your Father in heaven. So it takes the focus off of you and it glorifies God in heaven. So it's not that we're doing things to be praised. We're doing things so we can reflect the goodness of God, and it's not about us. And just like Pastor Diana said with the beggars, they see it, because I bet 100 times a day everybody says, no, get out of here, no, get out of here. They don't want to give them anything. So when they see that one person giving them the dollar, that's why the God bless you comes out, because they know it's coming from another place.
Yes.
1 John chapter 3, verse 17 says, but whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? So notice that in the beginning of the verse, it says, whoever has this world's goods. So we already have it to distribute. So we have to think of ourselves as a distribution center. I know when we first had the concept from God about free everything, you know, it would cost a lot of money to try to go buy all this stuff new. But then God gives the revelation, we already have stuff that can be a blessing to other people. Mm-hmm. So we donate, and then we, in turn, we give and we receive. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Veteran-owned Double Eagle Sawmill reminds listeners that 22 veterans tragically take their own lives each day. We must come together to combat this crisis. Let's uplift our veterans by a